The children will be dismissed after our special presentation this morning. And our one quick announcement, the boxes for the children should be here next Sunday and put downstairs. Correct, Judy? Put downstairs in the new fellowship room, which, by the way, if you haven't been down there, the new floor is in. Very, very good job. Very beautiful. Thank you, deacons, for your good work on that. We're going to have a little different format today with our message, our service. 2 weeks ago, I noticed a visitor was here with us, came in the back door, sat in the back there, and on the way out, had a conversation with Mrs. Marjorie Stoot, and she said she used to attend Newville Church, and that was interesting, but it became more interesting when Fred, the church historian, told me outside in the parking lot. He said, "You don't understand. She attended Newville Church in Newville, when Newville was a town." So I just want to show you something. And Mrs. Stoke, this will be interesting to you, maybe. And you've seen this by Fred's good work again. This was Newville. And yeah. And Newville was... it was at the corner of Fred and Harry Paulson Run in 95, correct? So imagine that. This town right here was right down the road here, where Paulson Run and 95 come together. And this is obviously taken from on a hillside, showing the layout of the town. What's that, Teresa? Okay, Teresa's going to do Dana White here. Okay. There we are. And this, Mrs. Stoke, was a picture of 1911, when a church was first dedicated and built. Now, do you mind telling us what year you were born?
I was born in 1924.
So this is a picture of, and we did this, Mrs. Stoke, in 2011. We took a picture similar to this, which is Fred put it on the back wall there.
Okay.
100 years later, imagine that, 100 years later, same building, different group of people, and it's in the back there. So this is a picture, you most of you have seen this, of the church when it was just built, 1911. Okay, Dana, or else? So I asked Mrs. Stoat if she would come and share some things about, I mean, we have someone here who attended Newville Church, this building we're standing in when it was in the town. And since then, it's always, Newville, the town, has always been kind of interesting to me, that myth of the town. And I didn't realize until just a couple weeks ago that actually, the last Mrs. Stoat and I were talking about this. The church, there used to be a church that was left standing there that was the Methodist Church, a Newville Methodist Church, and it was on the corner of Bunker Hill and 95. And get this, my brother had that church. My brother was pastor there in the 1960s, and I remember attending that church. My grandfather, Sherrick, had a church in Butler, the Mount Sinai Church, for, what was that, a Methodist church, Judy? Mount Sinai Methodist Church. And then, well, what was interesting to me was that my brother had the church that was the last standing building at Newville, and then I was called a pastor at this church. I thought that was kind of interesting. I mentioned that to my brother, and he didn't think it was that interesting, but anyway... So at this time, then, I'm going to ask Mrs. Stoat to come up and talk about Newville, talk about her experiences, talk about, she remembers them moving to church and so forth. So this is the last remaining building, by the way, of the town, Mrs. Stoat. This is it. This building is it. And you remember them moving it up here?
Well, I remember the timing. I didn't get to see it in the process.
Well, okay. Why don't you come on up here and have a seat, okay. And Brock's going to get you mic'd up here. And we're very interested in what you have to share.
This seat? That's
right
where
here?
I put my speech.
Okay. You're a bit of a rock star around here.
Yeah, but I think you're more of a rock star. I am so fascinated that you create what he's going to say.
Okay, I'm so sorry.
Okay. Is that better or worse? Okay, and I was saying that I didn't know Newville was quite that large. I really benefited by the pictures you have, and also by an article that told, several of your articles that were on the bulletin board, and seeing the basement this morning. So it's been a real pleasure for me. Thank you. But before I begin any more, I want to say a little prayer. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable unto thee, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. I started probably as a baby at the Newville Baptist Church. Because it was only created 13 years before I was born, if my math is right this morning. And my parents tell me the funniest thing, I think. They said when I was still, they stood me in the seat on the pew, you know. And when the congregation sang, I sang, "How in the heck can you wash your neck when it can rain no more?" That was my song at that age. But it was a very thriving church and a thriving town. Newville was, according to some of my history information, was once considered